update for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2008. This is an exciting day for MMA fans and a big day for UFC. It was made official in a conference call with UFC President Dana White today. Randy Couture is back with the UFC. He has officially signed a new deal. His first fight, as rumored, will be against Brock Lesnar at UFC 91 on November 15th, which will take place at the MGM Grand Arena in Las Vegas, not in Portland, Oregon, as previously reported and speculated on. Dana said that they do want to run a show in Portland, but this one will be in Las Vegas. It will be a 5-round bout for the heavyweight title. The winner of that fight will take on the winner of the Frank Mir, Antonio Nogueira, interim heavyweight fight from UFC 92 in December. So White described it as kind of a heavyweight tournament, basically, for the heavyweight belt. So the winner of Lesnar-Couture will face the winner of Nogueira-Mir in sometime early 2009, it's expected. So this is big news today. It's Couture coming back and this fight against Brock Lesnar. This is going to be, as Dana White said in the conference call, the biggest fight in UFC history. They're looking at putting together a multi-week preview series leading up to this on Spike TV, a la HBO's 24/7 program that they had for Floyd Mayweather and Oscar De La Hoya, as well as the Mayweather-Ricky Hatton boxing fights. And those pay-per-views did massive numbers. Brock Lesnar has already been a part of the two highest-grossing pay-per-views of the year so far. This will surpass both of them by far, especially if they get a multi-week preview series going for this and hype it up the way that it deserves to be hyped. Despite previous comments to the contrary, Lesnar is getting a title shot in only his fourth professional mixed martial arts fight, but part of that goes to show you just how weak the UFC's heavyweight division is. But the return of Randy Couture brings in some more matchups, and it's just... It ends such a long spat and a long time for Randy not to be fighting, but he's been training, and he's training full-time for this fight. So this is big deal here. I'm just extremely excited to see this fight because, as I've said on previous updates, Brock Lesnar is going to be a dangerous fight for Randy Couture, and yet Randy is Randy, and he finds a way to get it done. He finds a way to do what he needs to do to win fights. That's why he's a six-time champion. He rebounds after losses, and he comes back stronger, and he's proven people wrong on multiple occasions. He's taken on bigger guys than himself before, but I don't think he's faced someone like Brock yet. Then again, no one's faced someone like Brock other than Herring, Mir. And so this is just going to be a really, really big deal. It's going to do a massive pay-per-view number. It's going to be a massive money generator for the UFC. On top of that, it deals a gigantic blow to Affliction, who had Randy in the ring with Fedor at the end of their first pay-per-view. That's a fight that they wanted to set up. And also in this, speaking of Fedor, also in the press conference, Dana said that they're going to do everything that they can to get Fedor versus Randy Couture if something can be worked out with the contracts that Fedor has agreements with. He's not willing to co-promote with Affliction. He's not willing to do that. But they can find some way to get Fedor into the UFC just for that fight. It sounds like that's what they're going to do. Brock Lesnar made some comments about Fedor during the conference call, saying he's tired of hearing about Fedor. He doesn't care about anyone fighting him as long as he's not part of the UFC. As long as he's not a UFC fighter, Lesnar doesn't care who's fighting him. And some other comments from the press conference. As I said, Dana said Brock versus Couture will be the biggest fight in UFC history. He had harsh words about Affliction on the competitors and other people. He said, "These guys are dying on the vine. You're not under contract if the company's not in business anymore." So he said he'd be horrified if Affliction's still in business in January. So he's looking for Affliction to be out of business in order to go after that Fedor fight for next year. Randy said he'll probably come into the fight around 225 in November. Couture said re-signing with the UFC to get Fedor is the path of least resistance. He's said he still wants the fight with Fedor, but the fight with Lesnar is a step in the right direction. And, I kind of like this almost heavyweight title tournament type feel that we're going to have here. And it's... This is just a big day for UFC, big day for MMA fans, because this is going to be one of the biggest fights in MMA's short history. And people can scoff and say that Brock Lesnar doesn't deserve a heavyweight title fight. He doesn't deserve to get this high profile with only three fights. And you know what? He'd probably be the first to say he's... probably not deserving of a heavyweight title fight. At the press conference after UFC 87, Dana White said that he wasn't going to be getting a title fight, so this is kind of going back on those comments, but again, who else do you put him in? The way he handled Heath Herring, there's no one outside of the top competition that he should really be going against right now. And you know what? This is a win-win for Brock Lesnar in this fight. If he loses, he loses to Randy Couture, he loses to just this legendary fighter. It's not the same situation as if Kimbo Slice loses to Ken Shamrock, where he's made to look like a fool and made to look outmatched and not belonging. Randy Couture, as I've said before, is leagues beyond Ken Shamrock, and Randy Couture against Brock Lesnar is leagues ahead of Kimbo Slice, Ken Shamrock. So this is the fight that Elite XC wants. I've said it before, but this is the fight that Elite XC wants with Kimbo and Ken, and that's not what they're going to get. UFC is going to put it on. We're gonna see if Brock Lesnar can finish a fight. We're going to see if he can go five rounds. We're going to see if Randy can defeat yet another much larger opponent. We're going to see if Randy Couture has lost a step in the year since he's been out of the octagon. A lot of questions are going to be answered in November. A lot of money's going to be made in November. And just it's just... The UFC got rid of a lot of problems by resolving this issue with Randy. They... effectively dealt a blow to competition by taking Randy off the market. They are going to prove once again why they are the top mixed martial arts organization in the game. They're going to promote the hell out of this fight. If they promote it heavily, I honestly don't see a reason why this fight cannot surpass... Hell, 800,000 buys for pay-per-view. It could do that. It could be huge. It could be gigantic. It could be more than that. Just the simple fact that Brock Lesnar has as much mainstream gets as much mainstream publicity as he does with this. He gets the wrestling side of people over to MMA that may not watch normally. He gets he basically brings everyone in, because either you want to see him succeed if you were a fan of his and you are behind him, or you want to see him get his ass kicked because he showboats at the end of his fight, or because he's tarnishing the name of MMA by being a pro wrestler before, which is, I think, a stupid argument and a bad one. But whatever the reason, you either want to see him win or you want to see him get his ass kicked, but the bottom line is you want to see him. You will pay to watch something happen to him. And with Randy Couture returning after this year-long layoff, this contract dispute, this battle with UFC trying to get out of his contract so he could fight Fedor, all of that, it's just going to add that much more to that side of it, and this is just gigantic. Plain and simple, this is gigantic. It's a big announcement, and I couldn't be more excited for it. I cannot wait till November 15th to see this fight. I know I'm not alone on that. We're all going to be watching this, and it's just going to be big. I mean, you run out of superlatives to describe exactly how this is going to go down, but Dana's not lying. This is the biggest fight. This is going to be the biggest fight in UFC history. It just is. And if you think otherwise, just wait till the numbers come out. Just wait till the promotion comes out for this fight. This is going to be the biggest fight for UFC in their history, and for MMA in its short history. It just is. I'll finish up with a couple of notes regarding other UFC-related stuff here. They're working with Spike TV toward a military-themed event that could take place on December 10th at a U.S. military base as a fundraiser for the Fisher House charity. This is from MMAJunkie.com. So it would likely feature some UFC fighters who come from a military background. Nothing has been determined for this as of yet. But that would be a good fundraiser and a good event being held on a military base. So the last time they had a military-related event, the first one to be held on a military base, was December 2006. That was UFC Fight Night 7, with the main event of Diego Sanchez versus Joe Riggs. So we'll see how we'll follow that and see what happens with that. Randy Couture's last opponent, Gabriel Gonzaga, is going to be welcoming a newcomer to the heavyweight division in Josh Hendricks, who is 14-4 coming into the UFC, making his Octagon debut. That one will also take place at UFC 91. So that's another fight for that undercard that will also possibly feature Kenny Florian and Joe, or that will have Kenny Florian and Joe Stevenson. It's possible Rampage Jackson will be back for that. Amir Sadala will be on that. No opponent has been announced for that yet. So it's big, big, big stuff. And that's all I've got for you today. But check back tomorrow for more, and continue checking out MMATorch.com. Alex Williams has been updating with his blog about the Couture announcement today. Jason Bent has a column from over the weekend on the KJ Noon's Elite XC saga, so check that out. Frank Hyden has a column from last weekend as well on a call for uniform officiating. So check out all their material and keep checking back for the daily audio update on MMATorch.com. Thank you.